$680 million poured into precision ag last year. Autonomous weeding robots dominated, and John Deere made two acquisitions in 3 months. A food company, not an equipment maker, bought a robotics startup to protect its own supply chain. The deals are accelerating, the money is moving, and the winners are already separating from the pack. If you're investing, building, or buying in this space, you need the full picture before your competitors get it. The 2025 Precision Agriculture Intelligence Report from iGrowNews is now available. Get your copy today at iGrowNews.com/precision.
Welcome to another episode of AgTech Digest, your go-to source for the latest in agricultural technology. In today's episode, we're diving into the latest developments shaping the future of agriculture. We'll explore what 32 CEA failures since 2022 tell us about which business models actually survive sector consolidation. Look at three M&A transactions in 1 week, including Arrow Farms finding a new owner, and cover Australia's most funded insect farm entering voluntary administration. We'll also dig into over $90 million in fresh capital across five funding rounds, Canada's landmark $3 billion food security strategy, seven product and patent milestones, including a new sweetener at 13,600 times the intensity of sugar, a plant molecular farming breakthrough for iron deficiency, and a wave of partnerships reshaping sustainable aviation fuel, biologicals, and greenhouse carbon delivery. There's a lot to cover, so let's get started. Let's take a look at what this week brings us. Three M&A transactions, five funding rounds totaling over $90 million, and a high-profile insect farming collapse, June 7th to 12th, is one of the more eventful weeks we've tracked so far in 2026. The fault lines in ag tech are showing, and this week makes them hard to look away from. Looking at this week's analysis, it covers the ecosystem imperative and why CEA's consolidation will continue. The data is no longer ambiguous. Between 2022 and mid-2026, 32 companies in the controlled environment agriculture industry have filed for bankruptcy, entered restructuring, or ceased operations. While early failures were blamed on macroeconomic shocks like energy spikes and high interest rates, a deeper structural crisis is now driving the shakeout. The market isn't dying, it is ruthlessly restructuring. The data reveals a stark divide between standalone operators facing what the analysis calls a single product trap and integrated ecosystems like Atrium Agri and Green V that are aggressively absorbing assets. And there's a second pressure coming. Advanced AI tools are rapidly commoditizing standalone software platforms, enabling individual farmers to build custom management systems for free. As M&A activity skyrockets and a new wave of distress looms, only one model of CEA business looks positioned to survive. What's in the news for us? Well, Arrow Farms has been acquired by a Palm Ventures affiliate, a family investment office out of Austin and Greenwich, with Gustavo Berger, a veteran of Kraft Heinz and AB InBev, installed as CEO. The deal signals a pivot away from technology-first positioning toward commercial execution and distribution reach, and validates a private capital recapitalization path for distressed CEA assets. In cooperative consolidation, Farm Supply Company and Grange Co-op have board approval for a merger targeting October 2026, pending member vote. The combined entity will operate 13 retail stores across California and Oregon, a model other regional cooperatives under margin pressure are watching closely. In impact investing, Pim Wimmick absorbed the Triodos Food Transition Europe Fund, rebranding it as the Pim Wimmick Healthy Food Systems Growth Impact Fund III, and lifting total assets under management past 170 million euros across three vehicles. On a more difficult note, Goterra entered voluntary administration in Australia, the country's most funded insect farm, previously valued at $55 million, has collapsed, attributing failure to a funding shortfall rather than product or market issues. The collapse reinforces that insect farming's cost structure remains unresolved, even for well-capitalized operators, and deepens serious questions about the sector's commercial viability at scale. In funding, InnovaFeed closed a 51 million euro round backed by Creadev, QIA, Temasek, FFC, ABC Impact, and ADM to fund commercial deployment at its Nezzle facility, which has already produced over 15,000 tons of insect ingredients since entering production. Leaf Agriculture raised a $13 million Series B, co-led by Leaps by Bayer, processing data covering 20% of global crop acres annually. Swarm Engineering closed an oversubscribed $10 million Series A, led by S2G Investments and Agro Growth Partners for domain-trained AI in agri-food decision-making. Village Farms raised $15 million via registered direct equity offering from U.S. institutional investors. And Sensi raised €500,000 in pre-seed funding from Division Q, NewSchool.VC, and Percival Participations for wireless plant intelligence in greenhouse environments. In asset moves, Legendary Fruit Company signed an LOI to acquire substantially all assets of Gebers Farms through a court-supervised process with access to more than 15,000 acres. Savora entered an agreement to acquire the majority of assets of Productions Horticals Demers following a court-supervised process in Quebec aimed at preserving greenhouse operations and employment. And AGI committed a multi-million dollar investment in its Clay Center, Kansas facility to bring U.S. farm grain bin production back onshore. In innovation, Solis Capital launched a carbon stream financing vehicle for voluntary carbon market projects in Central Asia. T3 Bioscience secured its first international patent for Reguagro in Taiwan, advancing toward an EPA submission, with the active ingredient operating as both bactericide and fungicide via a novel mode of action. Mediomatics launched an MCP server connecting its precision weather platform to AI agents at 1 kilometer US resolution with plain language query access. Nambawan, Spain launched Thama, a plant molecular farming derived Thaumatin 2 sweetener at 13,600 times sugar intensity, targeting food and beverage reformulation. Ostara launched a reformulated CGP2X fertilizer, delivering nearly 30% more nitrogen and phosphorus per granule and enabling a 60% to 65% reduction in application rates. NC State's AIR's project released a software suite for autonomous drone-in-a-box systems at agricultural research stations, delivering weekly crop imagery remotely. And Garden launched the Alpha Index, a greenhouse climate performance metric that isolates the effect of climate and irrigation on plant performance by removing the influence of light. On the policy front, Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney announced the National Food Security Strategy, committing $3 billion over 10 years, with $750 million dedicated to year-round growing capacity. This is the most significant government commitment to controlled environment agriculture in Canadian history. CNH Industrial opened a €21 million investment at its San Mateo Research and Development Hub in Modena, Italy. Orbia Netafim opened its 21st facility globally, a 30,000-square-meter precision drip irrigation plant in Hermosillo, Sonora, Mexico. And Vanguard Renewables broke ground on an anaerobic digestion facility in Litchfield, Minnesota, to process more than 300 tons of food and beverage waste daily and produce renewable natural gas. In partnerships, Technip Energies, Airbus, Safran, and Tereos launched the Rebound Sustainable Aviation Fuel joint venture at Dunkirk, France. Afia Bio and Bayer entered bioinsecticide co-development for SAP-sucking pests. Novonesis and Rovensa next signed a U.S. biosolutions distribution agreement from the 2027 season. Compeer Financial, PepsiCo, EDF, and SWF launched Regenlend, a strip-till equipment leasing pilot. XCMG Group and ZF Friedrichshafen established a joint agricultural machinery venture in China. Grow Director entered Latin America via partners in Colombia, Argentina, and Mexico. SkyTree and Lingazegen Energy will deliver fossil-free atmospheric carbon dioxide to 10 Dutch greenhouses across 80 hectares. And OneSoil and Rainbow Weather integrated hyperlocal AI rainfall forecasting into the OneSoil platform. In research, Innovation Agritech Group and Hyphy Plants showed that just 25 grams of Hyphy One-engineered pea leaves can deliver 100% of a woman's recommended daily iron intake, a meaningful step forward for plant molecular farming as a fortified food solution for anemia-affected populations. Finally, to close our news, on appointments, Redox Bionutrients named Jacqueline Garza as CTO. Cybus appointed Craig Wichner, founder of Farmland LP with over $350 million in assets under management, as CEO. And Jump Lights appointed co-founder Matteo Del Nino as COO. Looking ahead to upcoming industry events, mark your calendars for Commercial UAV Expo from September 1st to 3rd, 2026 in Las Vegas. Following that, Taiwan Smart Agri Week runs from September 8th to 10th in Taiwan, and the Women in Agribusiness Global Summit takes place from September 22nd to 24th in New Orleans. Finally, don't miss the Global AgroVet Research Conference from October 7th to 8th in Dubai. That wraps up today's episode of AgTech Digest. We explored the latest developments in agricultural technology. From a CEA sector that has shed 32 companies since 2022 and is restructuring around integrated ecosystems, and AeroFarms finding a new owner with a commercial-first mandate, to Gotera's collapse, putting the insect farming sector under fresh scrutiny, over $90 million in new capital across five rounds, Canada's $3 billion food security commitment, a thaumatin sweetener at 13,600 times the intensity of sugar, and engineered pea leaves that can meet a woman's full daily iron needs in 25 grams. It's clear that the agtech sector is making strides in sustainability and innovation, even as the pressure mounts. The crop pressure is real, but so is the ingenuity pushing back against it. Thanks for joining me. I'm Anna, signing off. Stay inspired and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
$680 million poured into precision ag last year. Autonomous weeding robots dominated, and John Deere made two acquisitions in 3 months. A food company, not an equipment maker, bought a robotics startup to protect its own supply chain. The deals are accelerating, the money is moving, and the winners are already separating from the pack. If you're investing, building, or buying in this space, you need the full picture before your competitors get it. The 2025 Precision Agriculture Intelligence Report from iGrow News is now available. Get your copy today at igrownews.com/precision.